gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Nagatuck. Stay tuned and focused, and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Praise and glory. Lord God, we ask you, Lord, just forgive us, oh God, of our lackadaisicalness. Forgive us, Lord, for our unwillingness to press our way to praise and to worship you at any cost. Father, forgive us that our heart may not be into it. But Lord, help us to get our hearts to where it's supposed to be. Help us, Lord God, to wake up and to realize what you want from us. Help us, Lord God, to wake up and see that if you don't do it, Lord God, it can't be done. Father, we thank you now. We want to glorify you. We thank you for every person in the building. Lord, that while we were yet asleep and slumbering, you were watching over us. That you never sleep nor slumber. Lord, while we were in a state, Lord, we didn't know where we were. Lord, you knew where we were. Lord, even though trouble rises, oh God, you still let the sun shine on us. We thank you, dear God, and we praise you, Lord. Father, we ask you now, just have your way. Lord, just give us clarity of thought, precision of speech. That we pray the Holy Spirit will just reach your people through the word that will be spoken on today. Father, we ask you now, Lord, deliver us, defend us. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, for stability during the struggles of life. Thank you, Lord, that you've been constant and consistent in our life, that you're a very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you, Lord. Lord, just do what you want to do and have your way. We yield ourselves to you. Prepare the hearts of the hearers. Lord God, even prepare our minds. Help us, Lord, to reach the place that you want us to be on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 So, this morning I want to give you a thought, title tag to this message. God is with us. God is with us. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. Amen. God is with us. Tell your neighbor, no matter what, God is with us. Amen. I got it back. Anybody want it back? I'm taking it back because I washed in the river that flowed through the city, and the river healed my body. The river made my heart happy. Do I have anybody? There's a river. Tell somebody there is a river. The streams which make you glad in the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High, where God dwells, there's a river. Tell somebody, where God is, there is a river. And I want you to know that God dwells in this tabernacle. And since he dwells in here, the Bible said that from me will flow rivers of living. From my belly flow rivers of living water. And so when I speak from the belly, when I speak out from my belly, I need you to get in the flow, because we can't let the enemy dam this up. We can't let him be a spiritual beaver and stop the flow of God's river. And so I came to do, I came to move the blockade. I came to say, let it flow, let it flow, let it. Yeah, there's a river. Oh, the city, it makes me glad. The ones that are in the city, I want you to get this. They had the enemy all around them that wouldn't let nothing go out or come in. They had thunders and earthquakes, and they had all kind of stuff that was going on around them. But they said, even though the enemy's all around, and all this stuff is happening all around me, the environment just don't seem right for me to be happy. Even when the environment don't seem right for you to be happy or to be glad, you just need to know you have no choice. Because at some point you got to get in the river. At some point you got to drink from the river. And whatever in the contents of the river, it ends up nourishing you. And so when you have a sad heart, it gives you joy down in the inside. When you have a troubled mind, it'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. I wish I had a few people in here. It'll put skipping in your feet. And I wish I had somebody and waving in your hands and shouting on your lips. And you'll begin to tell the Lord what a good God he is, that how he picked you up and turned your life around. You begin to tell the Lord that he's a rock of your salvation, that the Lord is your light and your salvation. I wish I had somebody. You begin to tell God that I know my Redeemer lives. You can become like Job and say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You'll become like Job and say, I know my Redeemer lives. Is there anybody here that said, I know that the Lord lives because he woke me up early this morning? Somebody say, yeah. I want to stop right there, but I can't. He said, God, verse 5 says, God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. God is in the midst of where? In the midst of where we worship. He's in the midst of where we praise. He's in the midst of her, and she shall not be what? God is not going to allow you to be moved. He's a presence. He's there with us. He's there to protect us. You know, when we look at the word, he said that he will protect her, won't be carried away, won't be moved. The word mount in the Hebrew, and it says even if the mountains are jarred, that don't mean that you'll be moved. Even if the things around you are shaking, that doesn't mean that you will be shaken. Even though things are going wrong everywhere else, God will make you stable enough that you won't be, oh, come on and say amen. Psalm number 1, it said that we are be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that will bear fruit in our season. See, some of you just looking for a day. And every dog has a day, but a child of God has a season. I don't know about you, but I'm claiming my season. I believe that there's a time for me. The Bible said to everything, there's a time and a season. I wish I had somebody, but we got to understand the time and the season. I wish I had somebody in the house. God will protect us. God will. He says that he tells us that we won't be what? Moved. Why? Because God is where? In the midst. I don't care what you're going through, God is in the midst. You're sick, God is in the midst. You broke, God there with. You hurt, God is in the midst. And we have to trust that God is in the midst. I told you last week, we wondered where he is. He's sleeping on the ship. That's okay, because when he wake up, I'll tell your enemy when he wake up, when it's time, and it's not that he was asleep just to be sleeping, but it wasn't the right time. He needed them to exhaust their energy. He needed them to be weakened and call on him. And sometimes God allows us to get weakened and exhaust our energy, and we get fatigued, and then God comes in and settles the whole matter. And when he does, we are more grateful. Because if we would have had a little strength, we could still say, well, I did this. If we had a little strength, we could say, I prayed this way, but God made it where you couldn't even pray like you want. You couldn't feel him in prayer, but he still was right there with you. I'll try to get through. He says God will do it when? Right early. I used to hear the old people say right early. And it didn't make sense to me when I was young. Right early. You know, y'all heard them. And now that I understand, when they talk about right early, God will protect us around the clock. Right early is a literal translation as the turning or an appearance of the day, or as we come to say, the break of dawn or daybreak. And so right early means that when I wake up in the morning. Now I understand why they could have trouble in their life and go to sleep. Because right early, the Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but right early joy. Somebody ought to scream joy. Joy comes in the morning, right early. I ain't ready yet. See, what we got to understand is that God does it right early. Because the enemy, he got to sleep too. And so we're asleep and the enemy sleep, but the enemy knows that you're lazy, so you don't want to get up. And so the enemy gets up right early to attack you early. That's why early in the morning they mess up your day. I just messed up my day, and you complaining about your day, and you got the bad text message last night while you were asleep, and the bad phone call, and you woke up with a bad headache. All of this happens in the morning, so it can ruin your day. And if it happens 4 or 5 times in the week, then your whole week shot. Come on and say amen. So the enemy attacks you early, and God knows that the enemy's up early trying to find a way to destroy your day, to destroy who you are, to mess with you, to make you give up, to make you tap out and throw in the towel. But guess what? Even though the enemy knows to get up early, God gets up right early, because he never slumbers or sleeps. He's always on guard. He's ready to protect me. So no matter when the enemy gets up, I don't care if he gets up at 2 a.m., God's right there. I don't care if he gets up at 4 a.m., God's right there. I don't care if he gets up at daybreak, God is right. I wish I had somebody. He's right there, right early in the morning, protecting me from my enemies. Do I have anybody in the house? Come on and shout glory. Right early. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The heathen rage and the kings were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Now, he's talking about what makes me have confidence in God is I've seen what he can do. I've seen the heathen rage. I've seen the kingdoms be moved. See, the enemy, the devil has his own kingdom. And sometimes he wants his kingdom, life, to be part of his kingdom. And he moves in, but God moves him. Yeah, yeah. So kingdoms move. Y'all still with me here? And I heard him. He said he utters his voice and the earth melts. When God speaks, the whole earth. What a word. If he speak a word, the earth has no choice. If he speaks a word, nothing in creation has a choice. Why? Because the one who created it all began to speak to it all. I wish I had somebody. So when you go through your trials and your trouble, you need to let him speak. Or we let many other folks speak. We got all these quotes and all this stuff. We got the Facebook prophets, the Instagram prophets. You know, all of the, all you need is a Cash App account and a ring, then you're a prophet. Lead him alone. Yeah. Tip, tip, slap my hand. Lead him alone. The Lord, he said, the Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of hosts is with us. Now, the word Lord is the English word, we call it Jehovah. But in the Hebrew, the Sefer text says it's Yahweh. And so when we look at the Tetragrammaton, why it's saying the self-existing one, the one who don't need anything else to exist, that one that looked into nothing, spoke to nothing, and created something. He said, that one is with us. Y'all with me, sir? And if the one who created it is with us, I'm sure he can speak a word. See, we've been trying to do the right thing. We've we've been trying to find the prayer book and reading the book, and we're going through all this other stuff. We're going to conferences, and all we need is him to speak. We're to spend all our money. They even visited, you know, I ain't going to call them that, but you know what, they're on the highway. We'd have been everywhere trying to find our way. When is this going to let up? And all we had to do was wait for him to speak a word. And you know, he speak a word in timely fashion. See, the word didn't come now. Now, how come Jesus didn't come during the days of Noah? How come he didn't come during the days of Malachi and Judas Maccabeus, when the Romans, you know, when they were destroying Jerusalem and all of that? Why? He waited until a time. And the word was made and dwelt among us. God has that he speaks a timely word. And that word will deliver us. The Bible says he sent his word to prosper the thing. That's a noun. Well, until he what? Sent it. And if he sent his word to prosper me, I need to receive his word. But we're too busy deflecting his word, ignoring his word, doubting his word, not knowing his word. Y'all don't hear me. That's us. But if the word can do what he said it can do, I'll be in the word. I'll be absorbing the word. I'll be grabbing hold of the word. If I were you, I would hold on. All right. He's with us, and the God of Jacob is our what? It's our refuge. Now, when he said he's with us and he's our refuge, that means in the Old Testament, when you look for refuge or a stronghold, that's what it is, and that's my last point, stronghold. It's a place where a person like a king or a leader would have to hide from his enemy so that he can live. God is the place where we go so that we can what? You ain't sleeping. Get in him. You ain't at ease. You need to get in. Oh, okay, all right. That's too easy, right? I should have spoken tongues, did a whole bunch of other stuff so you can do that. Because we ain't hearing. Come, behold the work. Look at this. He's bragging. Now, I'm in trouble. But I found time to brag on God. I'm in a tight. I'm under pressure. But I'm bragging. He said, look at this. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he has made in the earth. He made wars to cease unto the end of the earth. And he break the bow and cut the spear asunder and burn chariots with fire. Look at what he said. He said, look, I have seen him do it before. And I'm bragging on him because we got war going on now. And what he's saying is that the enemy's attacking me. And I've seen God deliver and seen what he can do. I've seen God give me victory. I've seen God destroy them that came against. I wish I had a few people. And so what he's doing now, he said, God, I've seen you. If you did it before, I know you can do it again. He said, come, look at here. Come here, come here, come here. Tell somebody, come here. Let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. You can't tell it like I can what the Lord has done for me. He said, come here and behold, look at this. The Lord has made upon the earth. He said he make wars to cease. I know the enemies of you time and time again, but the Lord made the enemy stop preaching here. Oh yeah, he said, and he break the bow. I know that the enemy had set his arrows against you, his bow. He pulled the string. You know how some folks are behind the scene, and they pull the string. Come on and say amen. But God said, I'm breaking the bow so that they have no pressure. They have no ability to point at you and shoot their arrow. Preaching this house. He said, I'm stopping them from advancing you. And he said, not only that, but if they're close to you. You know how you got some folks get close enough. He said, if they get close enough, I wish I had somebody. He said, I'm going to break their spear so they can't destroy you, so that they can't take you down. He said, but then not only that, but if they roll up on the that's what it said, the chariot. Come on and say amen. If they decide to roll on you, he said, I'll burn their chariot. And you wonder why they got the hood up. They were coming to do you some damage, but God set the engine on fire. They were coming to try to destroy you, but I wish I had somebody that said, I know they came in to get me, but when they came in one way, God made them flee seven ways. Do I have anybody? The Bible said one can put 1,000 to flight, and 2, 10,000. And so I ain't by myself. I know you can't see nobody else, but there's a greater one, because great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You all remember the text where it said Elijah the prophet, Ahab sent somebody after him, and he sent down, he called down fire. I wish I had somebody. And his servant said, Lord, he said, we're in trouble now. All of them have surrounded us. And Elisha said this. He said, God, open his eyes so that he may see there's more for us than there are against us. I'm praying this morning. I'm saying, Lord, open their eyes so they can finally see that the Lord is for you. And if God be for us, then who can be against us? I wish I had a few people. He said that if God is for us, all the stuff that comes against us won't prosper against us. I wish I had somebody. He said all of these things. Oh yeah, everything that come against us. He said we don't have to worry about it, because all things work together for the good to those that are called according to God's will. Do I have somebody? I wish I had a few people. Now I'm on verse number 10, and I'm going to go to my seat, because you can't make some folks happy. I wish I had somebody. My old pastor used to tell me, don't make them happy twice. Happy you got up, and happy you sat down. So maybe when I sit down, some of you might get a little happy. Verse number 10 says, be still. God's saying this now. I done bragged on God, and I told you what he can do. Then God began to speak. Look at what he says. He said, be still. Why would God tell me to be still, knowing that I can't move anywhere, knowing that I'm in a tight? He said, don't try to wiggle out of it, because you ain't a worm. You are a child of God. He said, just be still and know that I am. I wish I had somebody. When we understand who he is, the word know is to be intimate. I have some intimate experiences. I know him as a doctor, or better yet, I know him as a healer, because he don't have to practice like a doctor. I know him, come on and say amen, as a bridge over troubled water, because when I was in trouble, he carried me across. I know him as water when I'm thirsty, bread when I'm hungry. I know him to be a friend that's sticking closer than any brother. I know him to be a mother for all those who are motherless. I know him, and since I know too much about him, you can't make me doubt him. Somebody say yes. He said, they know that I'm God, and I'll be exalted among the heathen. In other words, it's the heathens that attack you. But God said, they don't talk about me. I wish I had somebody. You didn't know when the enemy would attack Israel. They would come and bring the ark of the covenant, which represented the presence of God. And the people were beginning to cheer. And when the enemy heard the cheers of the people ring out, the Bible said they would get scared and say, the God of Israel is among the people.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday,